Good morning. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, and it's comfortably mild this morning with humidity levels relatively low as dew points have settled into the middle and upper 50s to start the day. With the strong early summer sun, temperatures will rebound quickly back through the 60s and 70s and quickly approach the 80-degree mark before lunchtime. As we head into the afternoon, some clouds will mix with sunshine, but that will not stop the temperature from reaching into the middle and upper 80s on average for afternoon highs with some locations, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and parts of southern New England, even reaching into the lower 90s. Again, the humidity levels will be in check for this time of year. As we get into the night tonight, we'll track a system heading in our direction from the Great Lakes. Clear skies will gradually give way to increasing clouds, and late at night, after midnight, we'll start to run the risk of a few passing showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder late tonight and towards sunrise on Saturday morning. As that system passes by, we'll continue the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, especially early in the day. Otherwise, we will have a little bit of in-and-out sunshine from time to time, allowing temperatures to reach into the lower 80s. That system will pass by late Saturday and Saturday night, and the upper-level portion of this system will move in on Sunday. The result will be more scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of them on the stronger side as the cool pool of air aloft moves overhead. And this will keep temperatures in the upper 70s on Sunday afternoon. This whole disturbance will pivot through and out for the beginning of next week, leaving us with mostly sunny skies and dry weather on Monday. Highs will rebound back into the lower 80s, remain in the lower 80s on Tuesday as the next disturbance approaches, bringing us another risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now it looks dry on Wednesday, and for the 4th of July on Thursday, just the outside risk of a thunderstorm. Highs for the middle of next week in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern into the weekend consists of an upper-level low that'll persist over the Pacific Northwest, while a slow-moving front at the surface remains stretched across the northern tier of the country and the Great Basin. Near the front in the Great Basin, elevated fire weather conditions are forecast for portions of Utah, southern Nevada, and northern Arizona due to expected low relative humidity and breezy conditions. Where moisture is more effectively pooling, showers and storms are expected to form and focus in the northern tier of the country. The severe weather and isolated flash flood threats could continue through Saturday for the northern high plains. And the upper low in the Pacific Northwest will continue to produce cool conditions centered over northern California and much of Oregon today. The highest elevations of the Cascades could even see some snow. Meanwhile, summer heat will prevail from the continental divide eastward, with high temperatures reaching the 90s as far north as the northern plains and upper Midwest. From the southern high plains into the southeast, scattered summertime thunderstorms are possible, and a few strong storms containing locally heavy rain are possible in the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. Out Mount Washington early this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies, 63 degrees, the dew point 57, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 90, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 87 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 75, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.95 inches for the month, which is 1.52 inches above normal, and 20.67 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.46 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1901, and the record low, 43, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm late tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm late tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, especially in the morning, lower 80s. More clouds and scattered showers and storms Sunday, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Monday. The risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Tuesday in the lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.